you need me, I'll be drinking in my cellar. By cellar, I mean drinking in my closet alone. This is the perfect pour.
My cellar too, the closet.
Welcome, yeah, it's nice, quiet.
To the perfect pour. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt. Make sure your closets are at least 6 feet apart.
Wow. It's a really small house if they're not.
Oh, thanks for joining us again. We, as you can hear, we're still not together because of the thing. I don't know if you heard about this, but there's a thing happening out there in the world. The world is dangerous, but inside our houses, we're all safe and sound and cozy. And we're gonna just hang out and try to be your beer respite. Your respite from the real world of stuff. And we're gonna drink beers and talk about them. And look out for them. I'm in the cozy Dorktown Studios in Fresno, California. Nick is over there at Cadillac Studios.
Yeah.
And Matt, I don't know if Matt Studio has a nickname.
I think it's Studio B, right?
Sure. Woo-hoo! Studio B.
B.2.
Woo. So.
B adjacent.
Before the show, I had a because it's Bell's birthday today. As we're here recording, I had a Russian River Blind Pig in his honor.
Wow!
Yeah, that was my tailgating beer. Down that thing, no problem.
No problem.
Yeah, one shot. What'd you have for tailgate beer, Nick?
Oh, I did the Alvarado's single cone.
Oh, the single.
The nice West Good Coast beer. The Good IPA. Beer.
You know what's better in the single cone?
What's that?
The double cone.
Damn it. Should have seen that coming.
Yeah, dude. Come on.
Hey, I'll wake up eventually.
What did you have for a?
Maybe I need one of these.
Oh,
Freshy.
Ooh. Oh yeah.
Oh wait, was I supposed to cue up the sounds again?
Yeah. I'm gonna need your help.
I love gold. Did I just do it myself?
Drops.
Ah, I have one too.
We're in trouble now.
I love gold.
Oh, geez, that's loud.
There it is.
Oh, sorry. Okay. It's too loud.
It's too loud. You guys are clipping again.
Oh my gosh.
Why are you always clipping?
I having an odd 13 brewing.
I just
No.
Sorry. Too early.
No.
Matt's just going to make a show out of the drops.
My beer is called Codename Superfan from Colin and Janine sent us this, but I'm having it.
Aren't you cool?
Lafayette, Colorado IPA, 6.5%.
Mm-hmm.
It's haze. Fancy. It's hazy, so you're missing out, Nick.
Damn it. Once again.
What did you open, Nick?
Oh, I did the Zap the Star Queen from Pine and Palm.
Ooh. Oh, you did a Pine and Palm drive through, huh?
I did the drive through.
He reached out to us today, and apparently his crowler sales are through the roof.
He's like, this is way better. I'm just going to have a drive-thru now.
Yeah, right? I don't want to talk to you. Can you just drive up and I hand you beer and you leave? Cool. All right. Awesome.
Yeah, I'll talk about that experience too a little bit. What did you have before, Matt? What did you have as the tailgate, your tailgate beer?
Well, my tailgate beer and my, well, my pre-tailgate, my tailgate and beginning of show beer has all been the same. It's Valley Haze.
Ooh. I think I have one of those.
Officially released. I dropped a can off to both of you guys in your mailboxes.
Safely. Unlabeled.
That knows you in the industry when you get unlabeled beer. So, yeah.
I saw the opportunity and was like, I could sneak these in guys' mailboxes and they probably won't even know, or maybe they'll know I was there, but they'll get a message as soon as I take off.
Oh, that's why the Nextdoor app was blowing up that night. Like, I saw a guy mess around with people's mailbox in the neighborhood. I don't know, it looked pretty suspicious. I don't know if you guys all saw that. That was the Nextdoor app was blowing up.
Wow. It was one mailbox. One mailbox. Well,
this was the guy on Nextdoor. It wasn't me. It was totally me.
Sure. Are you sure it wasn't you? On himself?
Yeah. I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but there's some dude going around putting silver cans in mailboxes. I don't know what's in those cans.
You know, I ride my bike in my neighborhood now, so I'm expecting myself to show up in that app, and I'll be like, hi, just, exercising. It's a crazy concept, but...
There was a guy in the beard riding around my neighborhood. If you
calm down, Deborah.
I just haven't seen someone in a beard before riding around the neighborhood. It was weird.
It's pretty weird, man.
But wait, were you actually serious?
Yeah, I put it on there, dude. I put it on the Nextdoor app.
No, you said you found it on the Nextdoor
app. No. Maybe I'm being serious. You don't know. You got to get on Nextdoor, man. It's the only app now.
I'm on Nextdoor, but I'm not in your neighborhood, bro.
Oh, okay. I'm not on it.
I think we get letters Becky mailed to us about the app. Like, join our neighborhood community on Nextdoor. Wow. Dear neighbor.
Like, you're mailing it's not that great. It's not that great.
Well, I just follow Best of Nextdoor on Twitter feed. It's good. Follow it on Twitter, Best of Nextdoor. It's some good stuff.
It's somewhere between Twitter and Reddit, but really shitty.
But all old shitty people.
Yeah.
So, we're all ready to go. We're having our beers and we're enjoying ourselves and we're ready for some culture.
Subtle.
I really wanted to fix that problem. Yeah. We're like, never mind. I lost the reference.
Yeah.
What's going on culture-wise, Matt?
So ABC has given a notice of regulatory relief. There's a lot of things going on with COVID that has really restricted and or shut down some businesses relating to alcohol beverages. And so ABC kind of released and said, this regulatory relief is designed to support the alcohol beverage industry in efforts to assist California in slowing the spread of the virus while assisting the industry in dealing with economic challenges. And the department has carefully considered the public's health, safety, and welfare providing this relief, and the department has concluded that none of these measures exercised on a temporary basis, emphasis on that, will jeopardize the public's health, safety, or welfare. And so there were a lot of roadblocks for each type of license, and they straight up just lifted them. And they're like, yeah, it's cool. Go ahead and do whatever you want.
Damn.
Yeah, and all the restrictions right now.
So Article number one was return of alcohol beverages. It's all now withstanding any restrictions and sections, blah, 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 blah. Manufacturers and wholesalers may accept returns of alcohol beverages from retailers. So it's kind of crazy. This was never really accepted. It was kind of like you could do, you know, item for item if something was old, but now you can just straight up, hey, my business is closed. I have too much. Would you have use for this? You can take it back and ship it somewhere else now. Then Article 2 is retail-to-retail transactions. Off-sale retailers may purchase alcohol beverages from one on-sale retailer to the same extent they can purchase such beverages from a supplier authorized to sell them. So that means if your store is closed, but somebody else's store is still open, you can now sell it to somebody else so that they can sell it, which is something that's never, you know, resale of usually anything has been frowned upon in business. Mm-hmm. Now you could resell alcohol. Obviously not for a markup.
Can I start selling some of this beer out of this beer fridge?
Can I?
No.
Oh,
would I?
Gosh. Damn. What music you got going on back there, Matt? Trying to figure it out.
Oh, yeah, that's... I share a house with people, so that music is not related to what's going on here.
Hey, there's a podcast going on in here, okay? Hey, serious podcast. All right?
So, industry. I apologize, but there is nothing I can do about that right now.
Well, you can grab a bat and start banging it around and intimidating people. Shut the stereo off real quick.
There is extension credit. This section basically just saying that you could extend credit without having to charge penalties. Obviously, people might not be able to pay their bills right now. And sometimes if they were delinquent on their payments, you would have to do a COD basis. And now they're just saying that you can go beyond the standard net 30 for businesses.
Well, and then there's that's basically, I mean, any shop that like a bottle shop right now can just sort of just like whoever wants to come get all this stuff can get all this stuff. Like, cause we're not open. So why don't you go sell it? Cause I don't want to do it.
There was two different things. Stop I just by explained. The house. So there's
grab the keys.
So say Mikey's liquor store has a surplus of alcohol and there's no way that you're going to sell through it in a timely fashion. It would expire. But Nick's liquor store is doing fairly well, but he's having trouble getting supplies.
I cannot ever beat that Nick's liquor store, man. They're always beating us. What am I going to do to beat
You could sell your overstock to him, and then he could resell it to the consumer.
I'm not selling anything to that son of a bitch. He's been out to get me this whole fucking time, and now everything's all bad. He's going to take advantage of me. Fuck that. Nope. Not selling it to him.
It will be mine. Oh, yes.
Since Mikey's business is not making as much money, he was going to go delinquent on his bills. But now there is an extension of credit beyond 30 days.
I'm a beer guy, not a business guy, okay?
Once he sells his beer to Nick's liquor store, he's then able to pay his bill back after 30 days without...
I'd rather die.
...additional penalties on his bill.
You're in the jungle, baby. You are going to die.
On realtors are... Retailers, dang it, on sale retailers exercising off sale privileges. Businesses with on sale privileges may sell alcohol beverages for off sale. And that was a real big one because that included beer, wine, and distilled spirits for off sale consumption, which beer and wine have kind of always been sold to go. From places, but distilled spirits very rarely ever sold like to go from your average restaurant. And so now I've seen real popular is mason jars. It's like they'll mix your spirit one cocktail.
One of my more favorite glasses to drink beer with. Actually, I like mason jars.
Wow. That's ruining your beer, sir.
Yeah, it is probably. And sodas. I like sodas out of a mason jar.
So
basically, if you have a liquor license right now, you can pretty much do anything in this climate right now.
And so they reiterate that again, that they're all, you can sell alcohol to go. And then something that's always been a big no-no was drive-through windows selling alcohol in that fashion. That's great. I've said,
I don't know why. How could that be bad? Drive through windows.
What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah. Come on. Driving up to a Taco Bell at 1:30 in the morning and ordering beer how could that be bad?
Do they open it and put a straw in it for you too? Is that what we're going with this?
Yeah.
And no, you can't do a straw.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, open. Come on. Now you can.
It's
you can
paper, do anything it's you paper want. Straw. Hey, it's a paper straw. It's fine.
That's right. The turtles will be good.
They mentioned that you still cannot sell between the hours of 2 and 6 a.m. That is not.
That's when I'm awake now. I sleep all day. Come on.
Now I'm like a night owl.
And then they reassured that existing law allows licensees who are permitted to sell off sale to also deliver such alcohol beverages to consumers. So breweries were always kind of like,
yeah, but you got to be sober when they come.
We're talking about your in-laws or what?
No, when they come to deliver the beer, somebody's got to be sober. Oh,
when they deliver the beer.
Yeah.
All right.
21 and over and not over intoxicated.
Damn it.
You can be tipsy. They can be like, hey, man, what's going on? Woo! And if the guy starts looking at you like kind of funny, then you got to straighten up. You'll be like, I'm glad you're here with the beer. That I'm perfectly okay to accept.
To wrap up that article, they're saying that they'll provide at least a 10-day notice of when those temporary items will be terminated. They were not intended to be long-time standing, but they are to help businesses that are currently struggling. And mainly it's restaurants. There are certain dive bars and alcohol establishments that are not bona fide eating places that are still currently shut down.
He's bona fide.
I'm going to paterfamilias.
Yeah. All right. Well, on to the next person.
Matt's not having any brother references it's in not, this article.
Wait, this isn't even... This isn't fun over the internet either, Matt, when I dive bomb your news articles. I thought it would be more fun over Skype, but all right. Matt can't punch me while we're on the internet.
Hence the rest of the world.
Yeah, usually Matt has like a reaching distance to my face. And right now he can't get to me, so I can be squirrely in it and still have my face.
Yeah, in your face.
In your face. So, I had a thing I was going to say. And I was, I saw Eureka, I think to what Matt is kind of referencing too. I saw Eureka Burgers like, they're like selling all kinds of like bottled liquor and stuff. They're like, come on down. Come buy some liquor.
The full bottles?
Yeah. I was going to text you guys because, like, there's a...
Damn.
There's some whiskey. There's some, you know, the Eureka Burger has some high-end stuff there.
They do, yeah.
And they're claiming it's at reasonable pricing. Check out their... They're emailing me about it. And I'm like, dude, I don't care. Oh,
you're fancy.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't care, bro.
I've seen the mixed cocktails to go, the pre-mixed, you know, their bartenders mix it up for you and can it.
Yeah, how do they do that?
Some whole bottles.
How do they do that? Like, how are these bars, like, giving you stuff to go like that? I mean, obviously, breweries already have receptacles for that stuff, but, like, how are these bars able to do this?
I think it's all part of the emergency deregulation of...
Can I bring a Folgers can from Ralph's?
Oh no, they mason jar it for you, or they have built to go like soup cups. Like think of a soup cup with a lid.
Oh, all right. My Tupperware? Can I use my Tupperware?
You could. No, I don't think you could bring your own, sir.
Ah.
It must be provided by the establishment. Although the tap rooms are letting you bring your own growler.
Yeah. I'm not going to name names, although it sounds like from what Matt says, it's pretty legal. A place nearby us was saying you could come in and fill up your growlers. You want. Which before they were not filling growlers.
Mm-hmm. They got to get rid of that old IPA somehow.
And I can still check in from my house and get on the board. That's all I've been noticing this week. I'm just going
to... So if you sweep the board and no one's around, does it make a badge?
I'm hoping when I've been doing it on Tioga's this week, I'm just imagining maybe Matt's there at work and he sees my face pop up on the board. He's like, yeah, cool. There's Mikey.
Hey, take a picture of that board for me.
Yeah. I'm going to text Matt and say, dude, take a picture of the board. I swept it. He's like, we don't even have it on, man. Do you have the untapped board on while no one's there? Matt? Yep. Yeah? It's on, like, is it on overnight? You just leave it on overnight? I'm like, I'll leave it.
Nope.
Oh. I can't peer in from the outside. Look,
I'm on the board.
It's me.
All the homeless guys are like, what? What, man? What? Me on the board. Look, I'm on the board.
That's cool, man. You got a dollar.
No. Yeah. I thought you'd think that's cool.
Notice you're not buying beer anymore. You got a dollar.
Yeah, I actually have some more money right now. Here you go.
Hey, bummer they're closed, huh? How about a dollar?
I think that's all you got, Matt?
Yep, that's it.
Okay. Nick, do you have things?
So I'm just impressed how quickly the industry has shifted to the to-go sales. We were doing our emergency panic shopping over the weekend and noticed Out of the Barrel was open. And they were... open for to go only, so we bought cans to go.
Yeah.
And the bartender explained to us how the draft system to go was working. She said you could bring in any growler you want, clean, of course, and then they would sanitize it right before they filled it for you. And they would blue painter's tape over whatever label you had.
Do you have to tape over that law still exists where can't have the label.
Yeah, they had to mark on there what was in the container before it left the place. Okay. So if there's no label on it, I don't know if they still write on it or not, but they would somehow tape over whatever label existed on it.
Okay.
But they'd sell whatever draft you wanted, they'd fill it.
Nice.
I'm guessing they just charge you per glass of beer, however many glasses fit in your, if you got a 64, I guess it'd be what, 4 glasses?
This is probably the biggest story to come out of the this virus is that growlers are important again.
Yeah.
I don't know why the mainstream media isn't getting out, jumping on this, that the growlers are back now. But
yeah, growlers have become very important all of a sudden.
Yeah, that's good, because I got like 50 of them around here.
There finally, you go.
They're back in the use.
But I think that's only, so far I've noticed, that's mostly for tap rooms who don't produce their own beer. If you do produce your own beer, it seems like they still want to crowler first.
Okay.
Well, because which brings me to my next point.
Because they're totally in with big crowler. So
yeah,
they got to push that crowler agenda.
Have it on hand. And you know it's clean. You know, people coming in with dirty growlers and then blaming you for the beer tasting bad. So I did the drive-through at Pine and Palm, placed my order online, and then drove through to pick up my crowlers, which I kind of I'm usually anti-drive-through, so this was, but this was kind of fun, and it's a new, different experience.
Did you have to wait, or were you able to drive right in there?
No, I drove right in. And didn't wait long at all. I mean, he was there. He was in back, but he came out front pretty quickly. Because I had ordered online first, they were already packaged and ready to go. So I just slipped him the money. Got some growler. Kept a safe distance, of course.
Yeah, I did the Pine and Palm drive-through as well, and like, I didn't really know what to do, and because I didn't think I was going to go down there. I was picking up food from somewhere else, and I was like, "Oh, you know what? I'm going to do it." And so I didn't message him before, and there was already somebody in the drive-thru just sitting there. And I thought nobody was in the car in front of me, so I'm like, "So do I guess I walk in and tell him, and then he'll bring it out or something." So I'm like walking in, and then another guy I didn't know was like, "No, stay in the car. Don't come in." I was like,
no.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
All right. Sorry.
In the car, sir.
So, like, yeah, it was a little awkward start to my first drive through brewery.
Great. Way to mess it up.
Yeah. But, it worked out well. I just sat there in the car and while he filled my growlers.
Filled my growler, man.
Growlers, yeah.
Yeah. So now they're saying, Brewbound is saying, crowlers are running out because of all this to-go business.
Are you experiencing that, Matt?
We're fine.
Good.
We're fine. It's good.
How's the delivery going? Is it like better? Is it worthwhile right now? Or
I mean, we're only 5 days into it. So, I mean, we're still figuring it out.
Yeah. Well, if you're in the Fresno, Clovis area, do the experience of getting somebody to bring you beer to your front door. It's pretty, pretty, pretty cool.
How long did it take to get your order, Mike?
I did it in the afternoon, or like a little bit out, because these Tioga guys, they got an 11 o'clock cutoff. Like, get it in before 11 a.m. and you can get it the same day. I got it in a little late, it ended up being the next day. And so, if you get it in before 11 a.m., you get your beer the same day.
There you go.
Same day shipping.
Prime now.
So yeah, I enjoyed that. I didn't have to leave my house and pick up beer. And I had it. I had him go over to Bell's and give him some beer. He was pretty stoked to have it, because I don't think he hadn't been going out. So you're running out of beer, and then all of a sudden somebody shows up with beer. You're like, oh man, it's pretty cool.
Somebody made the beer run for you.
Yeah.
Where was beer delivery in college?
Right. Yeah. I need a 12-pack of Keystone Light. That's really, really necessary.
Yeah, that's not.
Or is that all the things, Nick? Or you have more things? What were we talking about?
The other thing we did while we're on lockdown is I did the the Zoom happy hour beer hangout.
Ah, yes, some Golden Gods / Purim members and others put together a listener hang Zoom, right?
Yeah, online get it. As we call it,
an online get it.
Yeah. So there was the initial meeting, which I completely missed and had no clue they were doing until later. So I think Jazz from Portland and then Colin and Janine also set one up. I don't know who did one first, but I caught maybe the second or third one, hung out for a while, and there was probably six or seven people on there. And it's interesting because Zoom is new to me, but it works pretty well. And you could have two screens. You could either have the screen where whoever's talking is the focus on the camera, or you could swipe over and see like a Brady Bunch type, you know, picture of everybody who's on the chat all at the same time.
Okay.
But it's just virtually hanging out. You can see the faces, and there's not much lag, so the voices are actually happening while the video's moving too.
Maybe we should be Zooming these podcasts.
We could. It's a thing, man. Zoom stock is going up right now.
Yeah, Zoom is crazy successful now.
Yeah. So that was interesting. I mean, the most interesting thing was I realized how quickly I've never even seen the faces of some of the listeners on the podcast. Like XL Perro was on there, and obviously we met him before. Mm-hmm. But I've never seen and talked to Colin and Janine before, so that was kind of interesting. You know, the Garage Boys were on there, so it's kind of nice to see them again. Yeah.
The Garage Boys must be going crazy that they can't hang out in Jim's garage right now.
Yeah. Yes.
That must be that cul-de-sac has never been so quiet in its history.
They're like, oh, thank goodness. It's They're quiet like, oh, this Friday. Oh, my gosh.
It's so nice. The garage boys are
peeing in our bushes at 2 a.m.
We got some makeshift Hawk Street hockey game going on at 2 in the morning.
Goal! That was a goal! That was a goal! Offsides!
Offsides.
That's usually what's going on.
Car.
It's so nice. That neighborhood's just so nice now. So yeah, can normal listeners that aren't on the Facebooks get in on these virtual get-its? I saw Chew was on one, so Chew's not in the Facebook, the forum.
Well, you got to know at least one person on there so they can have the email forwarded to you. You have to have a unique code to log in.
Okay.
So Colin had set up, when he set up his, he said, whoever wants to join, send me your email and I'll forward the link to you. And once you have the app downloaded, you just click the link and it opens up in your app and takes you to that chat. And you can join with audio, with video, whatever you want to do.
So you got to know somebody.
So you got to know at least one person hanging out to get the unique link for that chat.
Okay.
I don't think you could just crash somebody's party unless you're really crafty.
How many people at one time? How many cameras can be going at one time before it's like the room's full? You know,
I don't know the limit. I'm sure with the free version there is a limit to how many people you could have. Mm. Most of these programs are, you know, like you could have up to 40 guests and then you got to pay for the premium service to get more than that. But, six was enough before people started talking over each other, you right. know? So,
I mean, to Matt, there's the two of us are enough for people start talking over him. So
there you go. Can you imagine four more of us?
Matt would throw his phone in the river.
He's like, I just bought this fucking
brand new phone.
Apple trash. Care. Apple Care tomorrow. Yep.
Was that all the things?
Yeah, so, that was the most unique thing out so of this
find,
whole experience.
So find somebody that's getting in these virtual get-its and tell them, give them your email and say, come on, can I be in there?
Yeah, I want to do it.
I want to do it.
Oh, who was the special guest? Hop Sound was on there with Colin and Janine.
Oh, look out, Utah. Yeah. Utah, too.
Ute. Yeah, so yeah, beer delivery, beer drive-thrus, and get it.
Yeah. Oh, it's a weird world. So weird that things are gotten so bad that people are knocking over trucks of BrewDog trucks now.
Damn it.
Yeah. So somebody had sent in thing there. Somebody stole a bunch of IPAs off of BrewDog truck or stole the whole thing. So damn you it. Know the world is coming to an end now when people are knocking over BrewDog trucks. Things are pretty bad.
That's desperate.
If I call you tonight and leave you a voice made, will you drink all the beer and tell me your sorry?
I will.
No, you won't.
I'll drink them all. I'll tell you I'm sorry the next morning. I'm a big sorry the next morning guy. 559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the Perfect Pour in the Dorktown Network. You can leave a 3-minute max voicemail on there and tell us what's going on, what you think we should be talking about. You can also record something on your own, like even your own 3-minute beer podcast, and send that file you recorded to perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. Those are the two ways you can get yourself on the show. And that's what these people did here. They emailed us, and here we go. Let's begin our segment of voicemails.
What's going on, guys? It is Colin and Janine and
Jay.
What's up?
Jay just opened a Weldworks New Hops. Who dis?
Looks good.
Yeah.
We've had that one before.
He drove all the way from Utah.
Very late one night. Oh,
yeah. Very late one night to come
a blizzard.
To come and enjoy his birthday here.
My birthday beercation.
Birthday beercation. So we got to drive around with Jay today, and we visited some breweries to get beer to go.
Yep, made the best of it, and we hit up all our friends, and we did really good today, even though it was kind of a ghost town around town. But
we went to River North, Cerebral, Mockery, Great Divide, Strange.
Kind of a ghost town, but still a beautiful place.
And Crooked Stav and Total Beverage was the end of it.
We actually went to Cerebral, and we couldn't figure out how to tip on the app. Because they were only accepting payments, and so we gave them money, and then they told us that...
The website said, please pay, but there was no tip option, and they weren't accepting cash for tips, so...
So we took our money. Actually, Janine took my money and put it in her pocket.
Yes. And then the two Sabros that we sent you, Mikey, one of those you have to share with Matt, because it was Matt's looking out for.
Damn it!
That's why we sent it to you guys.
I still got one, Matt.
And
all right, we had a virtual get it this weekend.
We're having lots of virtual get-its, seems like.
Yeah, we got on Zoom Rooms. Jazz set it up. It was really fun. We had one on Friday night, or Thursday night, one on Friday night. And as we were on there, we decided that the girls decided we want to do like a Sadie Hawkins type of rep off, but we're going to call it Sadie Hopkins. And we're going to choose a virtual, each girl gets to choose a virtual male drinking partner that is not her spouse. And we're going to do it next weekend from Friday to Sunday, Friday at 5 p.m. wherever you are, to Sunday at 9 p.m. wherever you are.
And you're going to stay on the whole time.
Our virtual man.
So I'm taking ladies still. Don't try.
Yeah, Robin took Colin. I took Fontana Jim. And Hoppy got XL.
Because he's a sexy beast.
So, any other girls want in on it? Let us know who you pick, and we're gonna play.
Jay needs somebody. Help him out.
I need a date.
Yep. You got that.
Jay is unclaimed, guys, ladies.
Just ridiculous.
So,
I'm kidding.
We have a question. Why are your hangovers worse when you drink light beer all night?
Good question. Bud Light kills me every time. That's why I never drink it anymore.
Yeah, so we're wondering, do you guys have any experience with beer. Does Bud Light or does Coors Light give you a worse hangover?
Or any light beer.
Do you guys got any?
Then when you're drinking the good stuff.
My theory is that you just don't go to bed because you don't actually get drunk and you just keep feeding yourself light beer.
Right.
All right, so, well.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Keep up the good work, guys. That's cool. Colin and Janine hosting jam.
Hosting to get it.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Hopstown. Colin and Janine. Have you found in the past? I mean, I wouldn't know anymore. I would have to go on off of my.
Obviously.
I wouldn't. of my old drinking. And I'd say that. Just, I don't know if I want to say cheap beer, but like, I definitely seem to have way more hangovers when I was drinking bad beer. But I don't know if that's just because I was not as smart about hydrating. And I was, you know, more binge drinking then, or if it was because of the beer. I don't know. But I definitely don't have the hangovers that I used to have when I was, you know, drinking everything. And
yeah.
So it's hard to say whether it's maturity or whether it's the beer for me. Did you remember having a worse hangovers from these light beers, Nick or Matt?
I think it's all about the setup. I think you were maybe just more irresponsible when you're younger. Like, I don't need to eat. I ate 5 hours ago.
Right.
You know. I drank water this morning. That's fine.
Yeah. I drank water yesterday. Had a full glass.
Yeah. I mean, some podcast nights I come out completely unscathed, and others it felt like I take two sips and I'm like, whoa, did I just drink a bottle of Jack Daniels? What the fuck happened?
Yeah, I'll still get like little random hangovers that I'm just like, why? Why did that? Why did I get a hangover from that? And and there'll be other nights where I'm like, drink quite a bit, and I'm like, oh, I'm totally cool. So like, I guess like you're saying, it's just your setup it's more about your setup than it is.
I think it's a setup. I don't know.
I never hear Matt getting hangovers. I never hear him like, oh God. Is he there? Did he leave?
Maybe. Is he dumping?
He's out there like.
I work in alcohol, so you can't call. You can't. Call in hungover. It's just
there's no such
thing. Hey, man, I'm hungover. We're all hungover. Get to work. Okay, we'll continue on. Thanks, Colin and Janine and Hops Hound.
Hey guys, can you hear me? I ain't driving.
I ain't driving
much right now, actually. I don't really want to pollute this voicemail with the recent events and stuff, but I am. So I'm grateful that I still get to work. I'm mostly working from home, but due to the company I work for, I can occasionally go into the office. I have my little hall pass saying I'm an essential worker. I don't really think of myself like that. I'm not a surgeon or an EMT or all these other people are like saving people's lives, but I do indirectly work with healthcare. So the government thinks I'm essential, which is
essential. You're super. So everybody else is like essential.
It's like bunkered down. Just know that I love you. Okay. And yes, I've been drinking, so I'm a little emotional. Like, I finished my day of work, and I'm training people remotely on the East Coast, so I have to get up really early. Which, I'm glad to do it. I'm glad to do it because I get off early, right? And I'm glad that I still get paid to do a job, which is more than a lot of people can say. And I quickly downed a couple Incinerati IPAs. And I just drank half a pint of, or I'm not quite done, of an anniversary, a 2019 30-year anniversary Pine and Palm.
Whoa.
And I might be a little too intoxicated and a little too emotional to leave this voicemail. But I wanted to say, everybody out there, hang in there. We'll get through this. We will get through this. And we'll return to somewhat of a normal life, I hope. You know? And just know that Scotty B's thinking about you. I am. All of you. Lumber Jose, Fontana Jim, Paul from Fairfax, Colin and Jenny. Yeah, all of you folks. Al Green is such a great guy. He sent me some beer when I really needed it. And man, my 3 minutes is almost up. God, all I've been doing is blubbering. Well, anyway, hang in there, folks. I do see a light at the end of the tunnel. It's kind of dim. But I think we're going to make this. We got to be there for each other. Wow. Well, great work. I'm drinking.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys. Thanks, Scotty B. We're here for emotional call-ins as well. I mean,
That's right.
You know, it doesn't have to be all hilarity. I want to know what Matt is searching on the internet for right now. Or he's playing a video game. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, he's Minecrafting.
Minecraft.
What are the perfect port to you being here, man, Nick and Mike? How you about this doing? Hopefully everything's good. Really appreciate you guys still putting out content for me to listen while I'm at work. That Skype show, crazy good. Loved it, enjoyed it, had a ball. Keep up the good work, guys. What are they? So check it out. I just want a quick little PSA. I want to say thank you to everybody still working, all the essential jobs out there, everybody, the nurses, doctors, fire department, police, all the vendors, the grocery store people, the liquor store people, the gas station attendant. I appreciate you and I thank you. Everybody else, stay the fuck in your fucking house so we can get this shit over with faster and we can enjoy our summer and our sports and our breweries, okay?
The Dodgers are supposed to be really good this year, guys.
Let us do our job so you can go buy your shit. Give me 6 feet so I can do my job and I can go home and enjoy my kids the way you are, all right? So you're home now? So what do you do when you're at home, homie? Just some chew your beer, do it yourselves. I said your wife's been asking you to paint that door. Paint that goddamn door, Holmes. You got time now.
Yeah.
Guess what?
No excuses.
You get to learn your kids' middle names now. You're home with your kids.
What?
Learn their middle names. Know your kids' favorite toys or their cartoons. That's it. Find their faults and
exploit them.
Those faults. And then, get to know them better, homie. What else? Get to know your wife even better, Holmes. Appreciate her because now you're with her 24/7. So this is going to tell you if this marriage is good or not, eh? So now you can't look forward to going to work to get away from her. So now you have to appreciate her for her bads and her bads and her goods, eh? So as for me, I've had some extra time at home now, eh? So usually my shifts are 12 to 14 hours. Now they're cut down to 8 to 6, homie. So the time that I've had, I've had time to clean the gutters, play with my kids more, enjoy my kids and my wife more. Unfortunately, the wife also has to work. She's in that essential business. So we both, you know, the dad and the mom got to go to work, homie, and the kids stay home and protect the fort. But just much appreciation to everybody out there, people like Matt, the brewery people that are doing the curbside pickups and what have you. Appreciate that. That's helping me and my enjoying everything, man. I still come home and get a buzz. I want to appreciate everybody out there. The virtual get-its are fun. I really like that. I can't do them too late because I have stuff to do with my family. But once I get home, I try to get one in here or there and have a ball. And no more chew your beer rules on virtual get-its. You probably heard about it by now. But I had a stupid idea where if you joined the virtual get-it, you had to chug your first beer. And by the time the fifth person came in, I was already spinning and drunk, homie. So there you have it. What else? Matt, stop sending me tweets and deleting them, Holmes. I feel like you're embarrassed of that. Tito's Tacos, I don't like it. My wife swears for it. She says it's delicious. I think it's greasy and disgusting. It's not. I don't consider that Mexican food. It's more like Chicano food. It's like eating fried tacos and fried burritos. It's just, there's no substance. If you know those frozen Tino burritos, that's what I think they taste like and look. Just bigger. Tito's Tacos, no way, Jose. But if you like it, go ahead and try it, homie. I warned you. Other than that, stop deleting your tweets. Don't be embarrassed, homie. Chew Your Beer is a cool dude, and you're a cool guy, and cool people hang together. That's it. All right, I don't know what else to tell you guys. That's it. Oh, when you see me out there, give me 6 feet. Give me 6 feet of space, homie. Let me do my goddamn job, and then so I can go home to my kids. So people out there, say thank you to everybody you see, all your grocery store people, the meat clerk, the register person, the guy bagging, the kid bagging your groceries, the kid grabbing the carts, the Frito-Lay guy, the Bimbo guy, the Entenmann's, all the vendors out there, the Pepsi, the Coke, 7-Up, your Miller guy, your Coors guy, even though they're big beer, thank them because they're out there for you. They're filling those shelves for you. That's all I got to say, Holmes. It's COVID-19 sucks, and man, we're finding out who we really are, man. There's a lot of piece of shit people out there that I got to deal with 24/7. And it's been to the point where I need to tell them to step back before I'm going to knock them out. All right, I got out of hand. It's Chew Your Beer. Ya te guacho. Peace out, eh? Stay safe. Lávate las manos, güey.
Right.
What?
Peace out, Chew.
What did he say?
He said something. Man. That's right, man. Chew's out there getting it done. Everyone, just appreciate everyone like we should have been doing all along. Maybe you already have been, but
yeah, I did.
Yeah, I did too. Me too.
Yeah, I did. I think I already did too. That.
But thanks, Chew. And continue on with the voicemails.
Hey guys, Fontana Jim here. Realize I didn't give any kind of expiration date on this silly little contest. So I figure probably everyone get a couple weekends to get beers together. We've got the Sadie Hopkins dance this weekend. I'm sure some people have called in about it. Follow that information on the Pourum and become a Pourum member by contributing to the Patreon at the Perfect Pour Podcast. So there's my plug for you guys. Anyways, expiration date on this the Fontana Gym Russian River 3-bomber giveaway, including one bottle of Pliny the Younger. And it's an Imperial, so it'll stand up a little bit. Like I said, the Fontana Gym Garage Boy Early Invitational got canceled, so we're all social distancing this weekend. I'm sure we'll probably end up with one or two virtual get-its, as we've been doing all week. It's kind of fun, kind of neat. We saw the Nick 80 hop into one of them. That was pretty cool, guy. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. That was neat.
Wow.
So,
yeah, that's celebrity.
On expiration date. Let's do the 8th of April. Let's do two shows from right now. We're showing we're recording this week. Everyone will hear it on Friday. Then we'll have April Fools. That might be kind of mean to try and give something away on April Fools, just so everybody knows it's for real. So I'll call in 2 weeks. Everyone that is, send me a DM at the Fontana Gym in Untapped. That's my Untapped contest. Get together a porch bomb box and let's do some exchanging, because this social distancing is a bummer. And I kind of like to have some beers from not here. And besides that, what am I drinking tonight? I am drinking Maker's Mark 46. Yes, sir. Having me a little bird on the rocks. Having it a double. Keep up the good work, guys. See ya.
Bye. Keep up the good work, guys. Listen back to last week's episode to get the Fontana Gym's full contest rules. Or just follow them on Untappd, the Fontana Gym. You'll figure it out. Fuck it out. Are you guys on to your second beer yet?
Fuckered it up. I got my own crowler. I'm happy.
Oh, wow. You have no plans for a second one. Matt, are you still...
Yeah, we'll see how we go.
All right. You still nursing that, Matt?
Drinking good from Moonraker.
What is that?
I love gold. I'm having a resolution breaker, a West Coast. Oh shit! Ooh. I didn't look. It's a triple IPA.
Perfect.
Of Moks from Moksa, which I'm gonna assume this is a Wazoo Corvette beer. Thank you, Wazoo, for giving this to the show. Now I have it, a West Coast triple IPA, and wow, good I've got some work night. To do. Ooh, good day. Good thing I took tomorrow off.
That barley wine sounded kind of good right now.
Barley wine. Ooh, yep. It's got triple notes in the aroma.
Oh, I'm so sad I'm missing that right now.
Ooh, it's clear too. It's clear. Sorry. Ooh, it's got like
clear a clear triple.
Yep, it's got like a candy.
Yeah.
It's got that kind of candy flavor.
I'm so sad.
Ooh. All right, I'm good.
It's hot.
That's a good beer, though. It's a nice beer. All right, we're continue on. And this week, I guess people are kind of feeling old school, you know, since everything's so wacky. And maybe everyone's turning their landlines back on again because of the actual voicemail box is pretty hefty this week.
Beefy.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday, dear Jay, a.k.a. Hopsound. Happy birthday to me. What's up, fellas?
Happy birthday, right. Hopsound.
I am on my birthday beercation, and right now... I am standing outside of Odell's in Fort Collins, Colorado. I'm unfortunately standing outside. Can't go inside. All I got to say is fuck coronavirus. Fuck this almost blizzard conditions and rain that's coming. Fuck the earthquake yesterday in Utah. Wasn't going to stop me. I'm here on my birthday vacation. Starting here in Fort Collins. I'm heading down towards Denver. So, maybe you'll hear me on a couple other calls later. Maybe you get it. We'll see. Right now I'm drinking a Rupture. Standing outside here at Odell's. It's a beautiful facility. Definitely going to have to come back when they're open. Got a lot of great things. Got Weld Works. Unfortunately, we're supposed to have their 5th anniversary party tomorrow. Well, of course, that got canceled, but I was able to get my hands on a special 4-pack of their barrel-aged special beers they made for this occasion. Look them up. You'll be able to find too much to go through. Just want to say cheers, guys. Keep up the great work. Check your dates. Wash your goddamn hands, you filthy animals.
That's right.
Later. The animals. Thanks for checking once, in. Happy birthday, Hopsound. You joined that time with Colin and Janine, man.
Man. Yeah.
Hey guys, it's Hoppy Libations, and I have been drinking. Yeah. So I know that I didn't listen to the full podcast yet. I'm about halfway through, but like the only time that I ever call is when I'm halfway through, and then there's something that I hear that I want to comment on, and then I call, and then that's it.
Yes.
Because, you know, shit happens and life happens. So sometimes I just don't remember to call in later, and I'm sorry about that. But I am drinking, and we are, at the time of this voicemail, it is Wednesday of my spring break, technically, as a teacher. But it's also the day after they closed all the breweries at, per the Florida governor's orders.
Damn.
All the breweries were closing at 5 yesterday and are not going to reopen again for 30 days. And I know a lot of other places, you know, a lot of other states have that going on too. Florida Brewers Guild got really up in their faces apparently and got clarification. So now they can do to-go beer sales only. So a lot of people are doing that. Before that was even established though, it's like I got that Facebook notice that they're closing down all the breweries. So everybody started selling crawlers like crazy. So, you know, my thought is if they're closing for 30 days, I know how much beer, you know, how much money I spend on beer in 30 days. So your girl went and got a shit ton.
Nice.
Like, a shit ton of crawlers from my favorite places.
Panic buying.
and I'm drinking all of those now because it turns out that they're able to sell to-go sales, so I don't have to worry about being without my favorite beer for 30 days. So I've had 13 crawlers in my... in my fridge, shit. And I already drank about 5 of them, so you could tell that I went a little hard, but it's fine.
Woo!
Damn. It's cool and all of that. And I know I have only about 45 seconds left, but this virus really, really sucks right now. Not only because like I'm normally not concerned about it, but because my mom's not going through chemo. A lot of you have reached out and expressed all your concerns and that you're praying and thinking about her and everything. Shout out to the Nick because he got my mom one of the coloring books in the little care set that I put on Amazon. Dude, you guys are the best. I love you guys and, cheers to the Nick 80 for hooking my mom up with a coloring book to make her feel nice. And keep up the good work, guys. We'll be in touch. Stay safe and healthy and drink more beer. Bye.
Bye.
Florida.
There it is.
Look at the Nick. That's a good one, huh?
Oh, man. I've been there. Cancer fucking sucks. So nothing but best wishes to her and her family. That's all I got to say about that.
And this is a problem with drinking all your lockdown beers is you're like, all right, I'm set. I've got all these beers. I'm good. I don't need to go to the store for a while. And then like a day and a half later, you're like, shit, I'm out of beer.
I might run out of beer. I better go back.
Yeah, I might run out. Like you go through that beer a lot quicker than you think you're going to go through it. Especially if you're somebody that's staying home.
Hey, hey, Perfect Four podcast line.
Hey.
I'm calling in and I'm actually on mute. I'm in the middle of a conference call.
Okay.
It's a guy named Great Ant, Rex El Perro, Portland Jazz, and some other clown with a beard. I think he goes by, I don't know, Nick 80 or something. Looks like Captain Quiffo's logging on right now. Anyways, I had a question. And no one can hear me. They can see me, but no one can hear me. So my question for the week is, when you get a 4-pack of some sort of special bullshit release from a brewery, and you pay your, I don't know, $14 to $24-ish for that 4-pack of pints, what happens when you have buyer's remorse after you've had that first pint and you're like, fuck, man, I really wish I would have only bought one can. I'm happy to support that local brewery, but fuck, man, I really don't want these other three. What do you do with those other three? Do you just suck it up, Buttercup, and slug down those other three pints? Or do you find a way to pawn those off on someone else? Now, again, no one on this conference call knows I'm making this call. They may be able to see me. They may not. I don't even know if they're fucking paying attention, to be honest with you. And, hey, keep up the good work, you crazy bunch of animals.
Wow. Bye. The Fontana Jim doing a side. That's the ultimate call-in. You're doing a call-in while there's a virtual get it going on. And they even know. So
yeah.
The Fontana Jim flexing his call-in muscles right there. He's like, yeah, I just called in, left a voicemail while you guys were clowning around on your virtual get it. Think about that. Yeah, I feel like I've talked about this before, but like, there's nothing worse than like buying a six pack of something and that first beer is just like, oh crap, I don't like any of this at all. Now I've got five more of these.
When a label buy goes wrong.
Yeah, yeah, especially when it's like, this is my beer for the next few days because I, you know, my budget says so, and you're like, damn it. Cause I'm, yeah. You know, I'm usually rolling the dice because I'm usually prefer something new to something I know. But unfortunately that a lot of times that ends up being something I don't like. And now I'm stuck with it.
Yeah. Especially a six pack. I mean, unless the booze is just over the top where, you know, you're going to get ripped anyway. Mm-hmm. It's hard to pull the trigger on a full sixer without having any previous experience. See, that's why we need to bring Bombers back.
Oh, Bombers are back, baby.
Bombers.
Better than ever.
Playing it safe.
Hey guys, it's your self-appointed rep from Central Texas. Got a couple things here. First of all, whoever can guess what city or brewery we'll be in will win some free beer once we open.
Ooh.
To give you a hint, it's between San Antonio and Dallas Fort Worth. Also for hamburgers, Five Guys blows In and out of the water. In and out is the perfect name for exactly what happens when you eat the burger.
Oh, come on.
But there are many burgers better than both of them. Love your show. Bye.
Bye. Oh my god. This Five Guys.
Is that
guys.
Core 4?
I don't think so. Core 4 is Oklahoma.
Oh shit! Who's that?
That was our because we're debating about, like, my geography was off on Texas geography last week.
Okay.
Yeah.
In and out still wins. Is that what he said?
Yeah, I don't like.
Yeah, that's
it.
What I heard.
I don't like that. Yeah, yeah, it does. Right. Yeah, Five Guys. Come on, this Five Guys over In and out is just, that's ridiculous.
Come on.
Hey, guys. It's Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Thank you so much for
Paul
having the show
Fairfax,
last week. I think it's important that we get as much normalcy as possible under the current circumstances. Hopefully you're able to keep pulling it off. I, like so many other people, overnight became jobless.
Oh, man.
And just, you know, at home all the time. And on the plus side, I'm able to take care of a bunch of shit that haven't been able to take care of for years, you know, going through old boxes and stuff like that. It's interesting to cruise around town and, you know, see people, all kinds of people in the same boat. And the freeway is completely not full of people. A lot of, you know, like my little job Beercraft, like, I'm wondering, are places like that, little tiny tap rooms, going to be able to survive? He was going to try to keep staying open and just do retail sales, no tap sales, but he just at the last minute decided to just close up shop completely. So it's an interesting world right now. I mean, I think we're going to, I don't know. I guess we can all try to predict what's going to happen. Like, but it seems to me like a lot of people are just going to close up shop, and we're going to see a lot of industries completely just fizzle, and we're all going to be starting over from scratch here. But yeah, I guess whatever you can do to support your local breweries. I honestly have not been out much at all, just the, you know, the bare necessity trips to the store. I've been like trying to not to eat until later in the afternoon, and which is easy when you're smoking around the house, and definitely making a rule that I don't have any beer until 5 o'clock, because it would be too easy to just like start going south way too soon. So I think it's important for all of us to, you know, have some sort of discipline in our lives right now. But anyway, I just want to wish everybody the best. I hope everybody is staying healthy and sane and safe. And I love all of you guys. And this is a crazy time, but hopefully we're all going to get through it and be back to normal as soon as we can. So cheers. Love to all. Health to all. And keep up the good work. Bye.
Bye. Thanks, Paul. And now, Paul. Paul's in Marin, and he's in BFE, Colorado, and Marin. So, damn it. I don't like that. I don't like Paul not having the job. And his employer just sounds like he said, I'm just done. I'm not even going to attempt to keep this going. I'm shutting it down.
That's rough.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be just the beer. It's going to be, you know, our restaurant and alcohol. It's going to be a lot of things that are going to need to be rebooted and started from scratch.
Well, even if you are working in the service industry, to-go orders, I'm sure people are being kind right now, but I'm sure a lot of the tipping has gone away.
Right. It's not going to last forever where you're going to be getting all these big tips. And then that's only a small percentage, like Matt knows. Like, he can't have his whole staff just there. It's cold to-go. Well,
who's going to tip for if you're not providing a service? If you get it to-go, you know, you're not being taken care of like you would be if you sat there for a while.
Right. And I mean, we're in this sort of one of the things I keep thinking about is like, you know what, you know, at the end of the year we'll just be thinking about like, oh, remember that section where everything was it was hell and stuff. We're not there then, but it's just like, oh man, it's tough to think that far ahead right now. So I'm liking the tone of the voicemails. Everyone's kind of respecting that what's really going on out there in the real world, but we're also trying to just keep our heads up. So thanks everyone for calling in. We got one more voicemail this week.
Hey fellas, it's Jay calling in. Hope you're all doing well. Unfortunately, I'm not drinking right now because I am at work. Forgot, wanted to leave one more quick voicemail. Hopefully it gets in before you guys record. So I just had to set the record straight. I know a lot of you guys think, oh, calling in Janine, or they seem like really cool people or really good and all that. But you're all wrong. Uh-oh. They are the coolest people, and they absolutely saved my birthday beercation. Had an awesome time going over there. Of course, everything being closed, was still able to go to a lot of different shops, a lot of to-go beer. And even though everything was closed, Colin and Janine were cool enough. They invited me into their house. I had to get it in their basement. Took me around to a couple of their favorite little small breweries. We had a quick little virtual get it. Was able to chat, well, kind of chat a little bit with the Fontana Jim. I say kind of chat because, Jim, you need to fix your internet connection. But that was fun, and got a little chat with some other bearded weirdo named Nick for a minute.
Dang.
But so that was great. Got a lot of different beers. Always a good time. If you're ever over in the Denver area, make sure you hit up Colin and Janine, because they are really good people. I guess that's it for now. So keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
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 Yeah, so Colin and Janine, they open their house up to Perfect Poor listeners. They're just cool peeps. And that virtual get it this evening here on Friday. Look for it. Find a friend to jump you in to that.
There you go.
And that's what we got this week. Do I have any? Let's see, no. Oh, I can do this now because we've been missing it. Oh, it's happening. Don't worry. See, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do both. I couldn't do that and do the voicemails properly. So, sorry.
Yeah, I see.
And the next up is would be, we look out for stuff. If I had that.
Looking out for.
What the heck just happened?
I don't know. Matt. Click on the looking out for.
Well, never mind that.
Okay.
Nick, are you looking out for anything?
If you can believe it, Humble C has done a stout. It's their third anniversary pastry what? Stout called wow. Three. Yeah.
Okay. You're okay with pastry stouts?
Yeah, it's from Humble C. It's got to be good, right?
Well, yeah. Well, they do.
Plus, it's 14.2%, you know, so.
You're like, all right, even if it's bad, it's still got the alcohol.
That's right.
Well, you mean they didn't have that at the bottle, out of the barrel, huh?
Maybe they did. I didn't know to look for this photo on them.
They've become the Humble C source for us locally. Yeah, although I saw that Humble C is shipping in California, so you may be able to get them to ship it if you want to go that far.
Maybe I'll try that.
Yeah. They're like Modern Times. They'll ship it.
Yeah, Modern Times is shipping.
Ship it forward, ship it in reverse. Foreign or domestic.
Yeah.
Is that all you're looking out for?
That's my looking out for.
Matt, are you looking out for anything?
I don't really have anything I'm looking out for right now.
Oh, man. Togo's got the new release, that art hot beer that you've already had, but nothing else, huh? Nope. Are you guys, are the brewers, on the brewer side, are they adjusting to... are you brewing less beer over there, you think?
Not necessarily. Summertime's really when we get into crunch to brew a lot. So it's right now they're kind of still trucking along. We're still having beer being shipped out daily. So it could slow down a little bit, but they're staying busy over there.
Yeah.
Did you get a stockpile for Fresias and now?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a good point.
Well, the big change is, we typically will divide beers between draft and cans or, you know, packaged beer in general. With pretty much 98% of our draft accounts being shut down, everything is being switched to package. So that's the big difference is that we've had to, pretty much just stop keg production because there's really nowhere for that to go.
Is it longer shelf life to package it, or just you could sell it easier?
I mean, just like with any other place, if you can no longer invite people into your establishment, and if you can no longer have establishments with draft beer, you have to change. And
yeah,
beer can't just sit in tanks. So if the only way you can sell it is in cans, that's what you have to focus on.
That's been the craziest thing about this whole ordeal, is how breweries and restaurants have changed from, like Mikey said last week, from come see us to go away in a second, you know, to go orders have changed overnight on how they process it and get it to you and let you leave with it.
You know, when you have a lot of people working for a company and you are literally, you're only allowed to do two things that you've never done before.
Yeah.
I have a lot of management that is no longer having to divide their focus in multiple different ways, and they can only focus on two things. It expedites a lot of things.
Well, I'm not really looking out for anything right now either, other than more beer. I'm looking out for
to go.
Yeah. To your house. Go beer. Yeah. I'm looking out for Zach's Brewing to do this to go. It doesn't look like they're just kind of going to lay low for this right now. Have you guys heard something different about what Zach's doing? Or Steven or Zach, it doesn't matter. Whichever one's doing something.
Whoever's in charge of that.
Yeah. Nothing. They're just quiet.
I don't know if Matt usually talks to them more than I do, but I did see they posted they're working on the to-go side. They're not as up to speed on it as Tioga is, but they do want to do to-go sales. They just haven't quite figured it out yet. Mm-hmm. Or delivery, maybe.
Like I previously mentioned, it's, you know, everybody was more focused on getting people into your establishment, and now it's kind of repelling them, and you know, it's a bit different of an environment. And as you can imagine, with anything in the world, if all you could focus on is to go, anything, plastic bags, crowlers, containers, packaging, all that immediately becomes scarce because everybody is trying to focus on the same thing. So they were very transparent in their posts, saying that, you know, they're trying to acquire items necessary to create to go. And I at least know on the technical side, they're getting, you know, making the ease of transaction. They're working on that side too. So they'll soon to follow what we're seeing happen in town.
All right, good. Because I'm going to need me some Zach's beer. Pronto.
Yeah.
Guys, okay on your beers? Not getting any more beers?
Huh? I think this crawler is going to kick my butt tonight.
Ooh. I really want to get another beer, but I have this triple here, so I'm kind of stuck.
I know. Yeah.
Oh, crawler action. Look, I got this.
Triple action.
Triple, baby. Never gonna make good beer. Always gonna let you down. Drinking both the IPAs and weak lagers. Always good. Never fails. No matter how many times. It's time for the Bin Cod drinkins. Matt, do you have a Bin Cod drinkin?
There's only a couple different things this week. Mainly been drinking the Lookout Double Dry Hop, this Valley Haze.
Supporting your employer. That's good.
Friend Taylor, she brought me back a crowler from Central Coast, their Terrace Hill, the double IPA.
Damn.
I had one of those. And that's really about it. I haven't really gone out to do anything. I think there was a Pliny in there somewhere, but that's
really it. Regular business.
Just plain old Plinies. I did see on the market that first time in a while that all the Plinies were gone. So people were panic buying Plinies.
There you go.
Because it had gotten to the point, whether it was at the market or Whole Foods or something, that Plinies are just always there. You just didn't even have to think about it. They're just a constant. But there was a run on Plinies during this whole thing.
Yeah. That's what I would buy. But I was panicking.
Bearded Brewer 87 on Untapped. That's Matt. Nick, the Nick 80 on Untapped.
Hello. Is there
anything to check in this week?
Not much beer wise. To keep ourselves from going stir crazy, we did take a tour of the river park. Farmers markets are still allowed.
I thought you were going to say a tour of your house, which I was like, yeah.
Yeah, we took a
tour of the property.
In the living room, and then the family room, and then the kitchen. No, the farmers markets are still allowed under this, you know,
quarantine. They got the food.
So they got the food, but it's open air, so they're considered safer than supermarkets as far as infection control. So we went out there and hung out and walked around, and we discovered World Market was still open at that time.
Yeah. They've
since shut down.
Oh, they have? Because I was very curious about that because they have food in there, technically.
They have snacks. They wouldn't call it food.
Ah, come on. You can make a meal out of a Whole Foods trip.
Yeah, there's $12 bottle of hot sauce and some organic ramen. That's a great meal. That's a meal.
Ramen.
Yeah. But they had some Barrel House Stout on sale. A lot of their alcohol was on sale, actually.
Oh, okay.
Oddly enough. But so I took a Barrel House Stout home, bought some new glassware while I was there.
Oh, yes. I do. I've been meaning to go to Cost Plus to get some glassware.
Yeah, they got some nice stuff. And then all the glassware is on sale right now.
Oh, it opens back up.
I don't know if they're open right now.
That's the first thing I'm doing when all the stores reopen is I'm getting a Cost Plus. Give me some new glassware. Right outside in line. Cost Plus. Hey, how's it going? You gonna get some glassware
too, huh?
Hey, can't be me. I'm going to get there first.
Glassware.
Yeah, I'm gonna get the good stuff.
How's that glass going on?
I've been waiting for this, huh? Good thing.
See the ramen they got? They got some fresh ramen in there.
Real good. Real good.
Really good.
Beers of the World 12-pack. You see that? Oh.
Yeah.
I've been out of my Beers of the World. This has been the worst part of this whole thing. Drink all the Beers of the World.
You can't get your Beers of the World.
Yeah. So that was
your... How you going to make all your dad jokes on Sunday?
That was the...
Yeah, that was... I mean, I got some old Rasputin. Oh. I got...
classic.
You know. I stocked up on my usuals for the quarantine.
Yeah. Usual quarantines. And Louis just showed up finally. The Lou Bears. I have been without Louis here in the studio. It's been rough. Louis wandering around.
No one to bug you for crackers.
Yep. Wondering what's going on. Doesn't like that there's no brothers here. Game of crackers.
This is two Wednesdays in a row.
Yeah. This is not fun for Louis. Not enough people are thinking about what Louis is having to go through right now.
This is two Wednesdays, bro.
Mm-hmm.
It can't happen.
I lived off that my Tioga Scoia delivery I got this week.
Nice.
Yeah, I had some DDH. Sorry, Chew. And I had that new one, the Lookout. That's a nice beer. Enjoy that beer. And I think the only other thing I had, I think, other than the Blind Pig earlier was the Central Coast the lucky day.
Damn. Nice find.
That's pretty much what I had this week. A slow drinking week is disgusting. I wasn't getting to stay home all day and drink. Work like a sucker.
Yeah, my life has not changed. And
yeah, I know. I'm jealous of all the people that get to
stay here, homers.
But I appreciate that I get to have a job to go to.
Yeah, it's good to have a job still, but
yeah, I am jealous, especially all the creatives. Like, I follow so many like writers and those kind of people online, and there's like almost all of them, it seems like, are just at home, just all. It's coming up with all these creative things, and I'm just like, I'm too exhausted to even look at you right now.
You're making me tired.
Yeah. let's see. Do I have cheers? No, I don't have cheers. Does anybody else out there have a cheers they could play?
Wow.
Cheers.
Oh, cheers music, theme? Music.
Yeah. Drops.
No.
Well, come on, Nick.
Yeah. Cheers. All we really want is cheers.
Can you drum a cheers drop? There it is.
Yeah, no, I was being caught drinking.
I'm going to get this bumper situation fixed if this is going to be our
keep up
situation
the good
for
work.
A while.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
Nick, do you have somebody to cheers? Do you have things to cheers?
So cheers to on Untapped. I got a DM. And it was from Richard Moon. He's over in the European.
Oh, a European DM.
And he said, hey, that Cloudwater track collab you mentioned, I'm going to try and get it to you if I can. And I said, hey, don't worry if it doesn't work out. But if you can, that'd be awesome.
Pretty, pretty cool, Cloudwater.
So we got another UK listener, Richard, hanging out over there.
Nice.
Yeah. And
does his DM have an accent?
I don't know. he does not type with an accent. Oh, okay. That's what you're asking.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah. There was no accents on the typing. Let me scroll down here. Scroll. So Janine posted cheers list of everybody that participated in the virtual Get It.
Oh, okay.
So there was Colin and Janine, Jim, Ants, Robin, Hoppy, XL Pedro, Kelly. Let's see who else. There's quite the list of the virtual Get Itters. I can't find it.
The Nick 80?
Yeah, I was there for a minute. Uh-huh. And then, well, there's another list of all the rip-offs this weekend.
Well, the Sadie Hawkins or the rep? The rip-off.
Sadie Hawkins. Yeah. Oh, Tony Bags was there. Tony Bags.
Tony
Kent.
Bags got in there.
Yeah. There was quite the list of virtual Get It's happening this weekend. Oh, Rad Mike was there. I missed Rad Mike. Whoa. I didn't see him.
Look at that.
Yeah. Oh, Captain Fuffle was there too for a minute.
Oh, man. Big time celebs.
Yeah, it was crazy the amount of people that you got to join this jazz from Portland.
Bang.
Yeah. And it's nice. You think like, oh man, I got to do this right. But it's kind of low pressure. Like you just come and go as you please. Like people dropped in, dropped out as they could.
Cool.
Virtual Get It's. Look out for those.
Look out for them all weekend long. Matt, do you have some cheers?
Cheers out to Gail.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Happy birthday to Gail. Zach's Brewing.
Maybe she's Zach. Maybe Steve, and there's Steve and Zach, and she's the Zach.
Interesting.
Secretly.
You're blowing my mind right now, man.
Damn. Awkward dark town silence.
Yeah, we got an awkward dark town silence in. Probably for the like 20th time tonight. That Matt, was that your cheers?
That was it.
All right. Cheers, of course, to our golden gods, the patrons of the show, the people that give us money every month. Patreon.com/perfectpour. You guys are very cool, hanging out still. I was like, I've been thinking about doing either a private one for the Golden Gods or just Instagram. I think I might just go Instagram live at some point this weekend. I was wanting to do it past weekend, and everyone was on Instagram living in the beer world because people are jonesing to be doing something social. All these social people that can't go out now, they're just like going crazy.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're on Instagram right now, on beer Instagram, there's just always these live, all kinds of live feeds in the Instagram stories going on because people don't know what to do with themselves and stuff. So,
all those extroverts.
So, head on the swivel. Maybe one of us, if not all of us, will do an Instagram live at some point here this weekend or this week just because what the hell, man. There's no rules anymore. And you could even go on our YouTube. You could be so bored like Chava Anton was this past week and went on our YouTube channel and started watching some of our YouTube videos because he's just basically that bored. He commented on one of our videos. He's like, yeah, I know this video is from like 2 years ago, but I'm that bored. I'm watching 2-year-old perfect bore videos. No, he was saying it in a nice way. He's just saying, God, I'm so bored. I'm watching YouTube videos from the Perfect Pour. Yeah. I'm adding that, but I mean,
deep content.
So yeah, if you're really bored, we have a YouTube channel with some things up there. There's a link in the show notes, and I also have a newsletter. I'm trying to do post every other week, but I think I think I can get it in this weekend. And so there's that, and there's all the at Perfect Pour Pod on social medias and Perfect Pour Podcast @gmail.com if you want to contact us. So just thanks everyone for being cool, and appreciate the voicemails this week, and all the fam. Everyone's just sort of coming together and being a cool Perfect Pour family, and really appreciate you guys looking out for each other and doing all these virtual get-its, and I don't even have to do anything or even be a part of it, and it's just this community of listeners just hanging out and having fun. It's been really cool to see, so appreciate that. And we anything more you guys got for us?
Be safe. Yeah. Check your dates.
Okay. I'll do that.
Yeah. Wash your damn hands.
Wash your damn hands. And have fun. Okay. Try to figure out some fun in there. Between hand washings.
Yes.
Bye.